I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. A lot is happening in the world of entertainment this week. Black comedians are getting some TV love, plus Time Out New York magazine is getting some heat. In an anniversary edition called New York 40, Jay-Z, Derek Jeter, and Juno Diaz were the only people of color out of 40 picks representing the culture mavens of the Big Apple. I spoke with our contributor Tanya Hart, host of the syndicated radio show Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart. I started by asking her if she'd seen this kind of thing before.
Boston Magazine did this, about 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago. They did, the most important people in Boston. And what happened, they got a lot of flack from everybody because they forgot to include African Americans, they forgot to include Asians, they forgot to include Latinas for the most part. And it was very lily white. And even though we know that Boston has always kind of had that image, that's just not really true and hasn't been for the last quarter of a century there. They got a lot of flack, but at the end of the day, it always sells magazines. And I was not unconvinced that that was part of the reason anyway, because if you can get a buzz around something, then you get the controversy, then you get people talking about it, and you sell more magazines. So I really think it was partially a marketing ploy. And then what they did at the very end of that, after all that was over, they ended up getting a black governor, Deval Patrick, so they could never come back and say, okay, there are no black people influencing Massachusetts.
Well, we actually have with us Michael Friedson. He is the editor of Time Out New York. How are you?
All right. How are you?
Good. Speaking of black governors, you guys have one, David Paterson, but you chose Elliot Spitzer as your cultural maven. So maybe that's a microcosm of your choices. How did you make that decision to choose the one over the other?
David Paterson is someone that we adore, along with, dozens, thousands of other cultural minorities and people of all ethnicities that we cover every week. The purpose of this issue was just to distill, 40 people who are culturally, actively making a difference. And that the fact that we ended up with only three was, let's be honest, it was a reflection of some of our editors here, but I'd like to think it's more of a reflection of New York, to be honest with you. For better or worse, we are turning a little bit Boston here. It's a little lily white. Now, that's not the way all of culture is here. You can see that any week in Time Out. I mean, we've covered, this is like saying my best friend is black, but we've covered, pretty much anybody of any color and any ethnicity in the magazine every single week. The fact is that those who are getting the most jobs, the most work, and the most face time out there, unfortunately, for better or worse, are the people that were sort of reflected on this list. And, whether that's a good thing or not, we're following up in another story. Unfortunately, this list sort of advocated that idea.
Well, you had a letter in the magazine that basically said, well, this is how we justify our story, and very much along the lines of what you just told us. Mm-hmm. So you're being very upfront about your decision making, but there's lists going around, these alternative lists of like, okay, what about Thelma Golden of the Studio Museum? What about DJ mm-hmm. Reka, who started Basement Bhangra and basically brought Bhangra into the popular club lexicon? What about so-and-so? Why were there no Asians? Why were there, and people are kind of making alternative lists. So
yeah.
Number one, do you think you should hire some of these people so that they actually can keep you informed? But number two, do you think that provocatively you're actually causing people to think about things? Because I having lived in New York for 10 years, but not being there right now, I never particularly envisioned it as a white cultural
sure.
nexus.
Yeah, me either. I'm with you, Farai, on that.
Whether or not we should hire the people who are making the alternative list, that will be part of a future story. We got such a feedback. You're right, it's not lily white, New York, but neither is the list if you really look at it. We've got people who are second, third generations from everywhere. Tina Fey's mother is Greek. Bloomberg is
right.
Jewish. Tony Kushner's there, gay, lesbians. In terms of diversity, I think judging people by their skin color, even if they're white faced, is just as bad. I'm not saying there's a lack of black faces out there, but you know what I'm saying.
Well, Michael, appreciate you making yourself available. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for your time, guys.
That was Michael Friedson, editor of Time Out New York. All right. I'm going to move back to you, Tanya. We have so many different things to talk about. I'm going to roll one up into two, like a little party sandwich.
David
Alan Greer, we had on the show about Chocolate News, and D.L. Hughley has been getting some love, too, for a new show that's coming up.
Yes, he just signed a deal with CNN. How great is that? And actually, you know, everybody's trying to get this stuff on before the election. I think all of the programmers have realized how the Sarah Palin character that Tina Fey does has breathed new life and new ratings into SNL like we have not seen in decades. And so everybody wants to be on that bandwagon, and where else would you go but to the entertainers, you know, the black folks. And so CNN is putting D.L. Hughley on the 25th of October. I mean, that's how quickly this thing came out. He just, you know, the ink is not even dry yet. And, of course, David Alan Greer started his show. It premiered, I believe, on, it was one day this week, Chocolate News, which is a parody on all of the kind of black news shows that we saw back in the 70s and 80s. And it's totally irreverent. He totally offends everybody, as he says, and he doesn't care. But you probably will get a couple of laughs out of it. But it's very interesting how this is all coming around just before the election.
So, staying on the political and presidential tip, John McCain appeared on David Letterman last night, and the rumor mill kicked into gear about a Sarah Palin appearance on TV this weekend. Now, you have to understand that Senator McCain bailed on an appearance with the late-night host when he suspended his campaign because of the economy. Do you think that now that, you know, John McCain has come on Letterman, he's going to let up on the teasing? Letterman, that is.
I think David is, you know, David's been around for a very long time. And all of these guys, you know, once you come on their show, they're very cordial. They're very nice to you. And I think he will be a good host in that sense. But I think he will make fun of him on the show. I really do. And if I were him, I would. You know, why not? If you got him there and he was so dissed by McCain, because it wasn't like, you know, he thought, oh, gosh, McCain's off, running off to take care of the economy, and actually he's doing an interview with Katie Couric and got terribly busted. You know, I don't know what he was thinking. It's like, somebody's going to see this. It's like all of a sudden politics and comedy have become synonymous. You cannot separate them anymore, and it's very much a part of how people get their information on candidates. And that's an entirely new phenomenon that we've never seen before.
Tanya, want to thank you.
My pleasure. It's always fun.
That was entertainment correspondent Tanya Hart, host of the syndicated radio show Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.